ladies and gentlemen, too numerous to mention are all the wonderful works of our God. This term works is in our Bible over 500 times. From creation to revelation, God is at work on behalf of His people. In this study, we see over 200 scriptures declaring the Father's works, then the supernatural works or miracles of our Lord, finally, God's works in us and through us by His Holy Spirit to His glory. Let this word flow into your heart, renew your mind, feed your spirit, and yield strength to your body. Truly, He is wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. God bless you as you grow by His word. Psalm 40. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Psalm 72. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. Genesis 2. And on the seventh day God ended His work which He had made, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it He had rested from all His work. Psalm 8. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visit him? Thou made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Genesis 7. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I made will I destroy off the face of the earth. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut them in. Psalm 26. That I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Genesis 19. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Deuteronomy 32. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Exodus 14. Thus the Lord God saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and His servant Moses. Psalm 106. They soon forgot God their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt. Wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. 1 Chronicles 16. Remember His marvelous works that He has done, His wonders, and the judgments of His mouth. Exodus 32. And Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tables of the testimony were in his hand. And the tables were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God, graven upon the tables. Proverbs 30. Who has ascended up into heaven? Or descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has bound the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? What is his son's name, if thou can tell? Psalm 28. Give them according to their deeds, and according to the wickedness of their endeavors, because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. Declare his works. Psalm 33. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. Psalm 44. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us, what work thou did in their days, in the times of old, how you drove out the heathen with thy hand. Psalm 64. And all men shall fear, and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. 1 Samuel 16. And the Lord said unto Samuel, How long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go, I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite. For I have provided me a king among his sons. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. Psalm 73. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Psalm 77. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Psalm 86. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. For thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Psalm 92. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Psalm 105. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. And speak of all his wonderful works. Psalm 107. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Psalm 111. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. Praise God. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Psalm 118. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. Psalm 136. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 139. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. Psalm 145. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They will speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Of his hand. Job 37. Hearken unto this, O Job, stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Do you know the balancings of the clouds? The wondrous works of him which is perfect in knowledge. Psalm 102. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. Psalm 104. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. 2 Kings 19. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. Ecclesiastes 3. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also he has set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Ecclesiastes 7. Consider the work of God, for who can make that straight which he has made crooked? Isaiah 40. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance. Isaiah 43. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall forbid it? Isaiah 45. I have made the earth, and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, praise God, for I am the Lord of hosts. Isaiah 64. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou our potter, and we are the work of thy hand. Jeremiah 32. Great in counsel and mighty in work, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give every one according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doing. Jeremiah 50. The Lord has opened his armory, and has brought forth the weapons of his indignation. For this is the work of the Lord God of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans. Jeremiah 51. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom, and has stretched out the heaven by his understanding. Acts 13. Behold, you despisers, and wonder, and perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which you shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. Acts 5. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to nothing. But if it be the work of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest haply you be found even to fight against God. Daniel 4. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, oh, he is able to abase. Philippians 2. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Hebrews 1. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. Revelation 15. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of all saints. Jesus' works. John 4. Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. John 5. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. For the Father loveth the Son, and shows him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. John 9. And his disciples ask him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Matthew 8. And he said unto them, Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Matthew 11. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Matthew 17. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Mark 6. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Luke 4. And he stood over her, and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Luke 19. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Mark 6. And he could do there no mighty work, save that he laid hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. Luke 7. And he came and touched the casket, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say to thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God. John 9. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. John 11. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, Loose him, and let him go. John 10. Do you say of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, Thou blasphemest? Because I said, I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. John 15. If I had not done among them the works which no other man did, they had not sinned. But now they have both seen and hated me and my Father. 1 John 3. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. John 17. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gave me to do. Our works. Psalm 62. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Proverbs 11. The wicked work a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursues it to his own death. Proverbs 16. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Proverbs 18. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. Proverbs 24. Prepare thy work without, and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house. Say not, I will do so to him as he has done unto me. I will render to the man according to his work. Ecclesiastes 9. Whatsoever thy hand finds to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. Exodus 23. 6 days shalt thou do thy work, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest, that thy ox and donkey may rest, and the son of thy handmaid, and the stranger may be refreshed. Jeremiah 25. And go not after other gods to serve them, and to worship them, and provoke me not to anger with the works of your hands. I will do you no hurt. You have not hearkened unto me, saith the Lord. Ecclesiastes 12. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. John 6. Then said they unto him, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Matthew 5. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 7. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Matthew 16. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Matthew 23. But all their religious works they do, for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries, and enlarge the borders of their garments. Matthew 26. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, Why trouble you the woman? For she has worked a good work upon me. For in that she has poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. John 14. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
Thank you.
abounding to every good work. Acts 2. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how then hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. Acts 9. And Ananias went his way, and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me, that thou might receive thy sight, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose, and was baptized. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. But Peter put them all forth, and kneeled down, and prayed, and turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. Acts 14. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down into Attalia, and then sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. Romans 4. For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Romans 9. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at that stumbling stone. Romans 13. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Will thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh, to fulfill the lust thereof. 1 Corinthians 3. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. 1 Corinthians 15. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 2 Corinthians 9. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, and that you may abound to every good work. As it is written, He has dispersed abroad, He has given to the poor, His righteousness remaineth forever. Philippians 1. Being confident of this very thing, that He which began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Colossians 1, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful unto every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. 2 Thessalonians 1. Wherefore, also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness, and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Ordained unto good works. Galatians 2. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. Galatians 6. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. Ephesians 2. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 4. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Ephesians 5. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Galatians 3. He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he minister by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. 1 Thessalonians 1. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. 2 Thessalonians 2. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which has loved us, and has given us everlasting consolation, and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, and establish you in every good word and work. 1 Timothy 5. Well reported of for good works, if she has brought up children, lodged strangers, if she has washed the saints' feet, relieved the afflicted, if she has diligently followed every good work. 1 Timothy 6. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. 2 Timothy 1, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. 2 Timothy 2. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. 2 Timothy 3. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God, hey, that's us, may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 4. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Titus 1. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. Titus 2. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned. Rewarding yet profitable works. Titus 2. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Titus 3. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Hebrews 6. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Hebrews 9. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? James 1. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. James 2. Seest thou how faith wrought with his works? And by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. 1 Peter 1. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. 1 Peter 2. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that, whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Deuteronomy 30. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land, for good, for the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Ladies and gentlemen, The Lord sees all our works. They are noticed, recorded, and recompensed perfectly. Even the greatest works of men shall burn up, but God's work in and through us will be rewarded and stand forever. Revelation 2. I know thy works and charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Revelation 3. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Revelation 14. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Revelation 20. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. Revelation 22. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. In closing, as you stay in God's word, the Holy Spirit comes alongside to teach, and in hearing of his word, he grows stronger and your will diminishes. You will hear his voice more clearly. You will come to know what works or assignment he has for you. Then not by might nor power of men, but by his Spirit, you will have courage to obey and be on your way to victory, walking in the Spirit. Father, glorify and pleasure yourself in your people. We love you in Jesus' name.
Welcome home, my child. Welcome home, my friend. You have kept the faith to the very end. Welcome home, my child. Welcome home, my friend. Receive my as you entered in. There was a sound in heaven. It came from all around. A myriad of angels there on the holy ground. I heard the sound of singing. Someone clapping too. Heard an angel say, this clapping is for you. But I was saved by grace, no merit of my own. It was Jesus' blood that covered me, and Jesus' blood alone.
Jesus stood before me, his arms were open wide. He said as his nail-scarred hands reached out to draw me to his side. Welcome home, my child. Welcome home, my friend.
You have kept the faith.
You have kept the faith.
To the very end.
The
see my own walls as you enter in.